If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. That means police is watching, and I only use
it. It's your boy L. Boogie, the live sports talk show on the internet. The streets is talking, sports talk show with your host L. Boogie. I got my co-host T. Rowe coming straight from Dallas, Texas. And then I got my other coach, Joel G. He's via satellite. You know, he's going to pop in and out like he always do, my man. It's Friday. Review of the NCAA tournament. We're going to talk about a little bit of baseball, a little bit of NBA, a little bit of the NFL. But first, the streets is talking. They're burning. Let's talk first, T-Row, about Rutgers University and their terminated head coach, Mike Rice. Mike Rice, 3 years at Robert Morris, took his team to the NCAA tournament. Then he went to Rutgers. Didn't do too well. 3 years, not even over 500. I'm just giving you the timetable. Just this past summer, Eric Murdoch approached. First of all, let's give some accolades about Eric Murdoch. Eric Murdoch was a first-round draft pick. He played 9 years in the NBA, was on the staff of Rutgers for player development, was very alarmed, brought some information and some video to the athletic director about Mike Rice, saying he was very physically and mentally abusive, didn't know how to create young men. Because remember, these are really kids. Kids think they're grown at 20 years old, 18, but they're still young. And Eric Murdoch was terminated because he brought footage up of a coach physically and mentally abusing young men. Now, T-Row, I'm going to, you know, say a couple more things and I'm going to ask you a question. Let's pause on that for a minute. Eric Murdoch, player development, on the staff. He brought in information, video, to the athletic director about the coach that he hired, Mike Rice, and Eric Murdoch got fired? So I think they guess Eric Murdoch went to Providence and he didn't get his degree. They thought Eric Murdoch probably was, you know, a dumb jock. So when they gave him the footage, the athletic director suspended the head coach this past season for the first three games and $50,000. Now, if you saw the video just these past couple days, it aired Tuesday on Outside the Line on ESPN. And I saw the footage. I was very alarmed, being that I am a coach. I relate to players. I relate to, you know, not just young men, but young women as well. Now, being an ex-athlete, so to speak, being an ex-ball player, being on that level, college, so to speak, T-Roy, let me ask you this question. You've been in, you played college basketball. If your head coach would have did those things to you, what would you have done as a player? Now, because there's two handfuls to this, to this, and people, you know, they, well, the players this and that. But let me ask you, well, first, what you would have done if that coach said those slurs and hit you with the basketball like that? What would you have done, T-Ro?
Yeah, L Boogie. You know, first of all, I want to say what's up to the world. You know, all the listeners that are listening in tonight, calling in. You know, first thoughts on the termination and what I think about Rutgers head coach. First of all, yeah, Mike Rice really took it to the next level. Over this course of the college basketball season, we've seen a couple of coaches who have really, I'm just going to say they lost the edge for a minute and forgot exactly where they were. You know, for instance, Sean Wood, that's the coach at Morehead State, who kind of got up in his players, you know, grill. And then there was also the coach from California that pulled, you know, got into his actual player's face, but that player went out, came back in, and, you know, they ended up turning it around to win. What I witnessed, what Mike Rice had done, was totally over the line. And to answer your question, what I have done as a player, you know, with you being on my team and, you know, for the 2 or 3 years that we played together, L Boogie, you already know what would have happened. To say the least, that our team was a tight-knit team. So I don't believe that I would have had to do anything, because I don't think that there would have been any fellow teammate of mine that wouldn't have fought for me like I would have fought for them. And it wouldn't have been anything for me as a player if I was having to deal with Mike Rice. We would have had a confrontation every night or every day, every practice. Because as a leader of men, as being a coach, you and I both know that coaches are looked up at a high expectation, at a high standard. We hold coaches to a higher standard. And we had a rough coach, Coach Leighton McCrary out of Arkansas. This guy was, he was tough, you know, in a school, country tough. But he didn't do that with the type of players that we had, you know what I mean? And he could have. But believe me, with as many players as we had on our team, we attended Grand Canyon University, and we were the student athlete. We had hood coaches that knew how to coach and be a leader of men, but they never tried that with us. And I'm just still trying to figure out what Mike Rice was thinking. Because if he would have had any players that had respect for themselves or any players on that Rutgers team that is so-called, you know, when you join a basketball team or when you're on a scholarship and you go to a school, you try to find players who are like you. You know, all you guys are coming from different parts of the country, but yet you have to work as one to be the best team out there to try to win it all for your school that you're attending. And for Mike Rice to be so-called the leader of men and to be exposed to what we saw, honestly, L, he would have got his ass whooped. Because the first thing that I would have done as a player, you know, we would have. I'm throwing the ball back. There's no way you're going to throw the ball at me. And like you said, once you leave home, you feel like you're a grown man. Yes, you are young, but in between 17, 18 to 24, 25, you're grown. You're on your own. There are no parents there to tell you what to do, what time to come in. It's all about you and you growing up to become a man that you are, being a student athlete on top of that. But I'm telling you, there's no way that I would have took that abuse. He would have been fired way before, you know, this incident happened, because there would have been a lot of players that I know that I played with that would not have accepted that from that type of coach. And when you spoke about Eric Murdoch and him being fired, here's the deal with Eric Murdoch. He wasn't fired, L Boogie. Here's the deal. What they did was that they didn't want to sign or extend his contract for the next season because of the information that was shown to the president. So instead, what he had to do, he had to go lawyer up, take it down to the court, ended up winning $950,000, and now he can, you know, he can parlay and do, you know, he's going to get a job. I wouldn't worry about Eric Murdoch. But as far as Mike Rice, his assistant, Jimmy Martelli, they call him Baby Coach Rice. You know what I mean? I just don't have any respect for those guys, and it's nothing, nothing that they could say that would allow me to believe anything that comes out of their mouths about them being sorry. And as far as, you know, if I had a son, well, I do have a son, okay, and I know you have a couple of sons, L Boogie, if our kids would have called us and let us know that there's a coach being disrespectful like that, I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have called you. I would have called Jules the G. I would have called a couple of other my homies. And guess what? We'd have took a trip down to Rutgers, and we'd have lined up the athletic director, Mr. Tim Pernetti, Mr. Jimmy Martelli, which is the assistant coach, and then Mike Rice being the head coach. And, boy, me and the whole team would have a field day throwing balls at these guys. And if they didn't like that, we'll hold them at gunpoint until we figured out what we were going to do with them, because there's no way that you're going to disrespect me or anyone that's related to me in that fashion, especially being exploited on national TV. You know, and it took 3 years for this to come out, Yo Boogie. That's another thing I don't understand.
And to your point about Jim Martelli, let's say this. He's the son of the infamous Phil Martelli, who's been at St. Joseph 20-plus years. And if you don't know about that, that's St. Joseph University. They're in the Atlantic 10 Conference, and Phil Martelli is a credible coach in the NCAA. Now, back to your point. Now, if I'm a kid and Mr. Rice would have threw that ball at me like how he did those kids, not only would I would have been on him like white on rice, the whole street, you know, we call this show The Streets Is Talking. I'm from a street that we call Huff Avenue. The whole project of Huff Avenue would have been on a Greyhound, because they can't afford a plane, T-Ro, down to Grand Canyon University on Camelback Avenue, and would have been commissioned to whooping on Coach Mack. The only thing about the situation that I'm going to maybe give the kids a pass, because let's look at it as the kids. If it wasn't for Eric Murdoch, strangle this coach like Latrell Sprewell. I might get my scholarship revoked. I might get a ball from another school because this coach might not release me and say, hey, he's a bad player. But in the last 3 years, he's had five kids transfer on him. But you're dead right. All 15, who's ever on scholarship or walk on, would have been beaten up on all coaches. You got to take everybody's scholarship. See, that lets you know who's, you know, he's not a leader of men, because when you're a leader of men, even though those players might not like you now, but they love you later, you develop a brotherhood, just like a fraternity. And when you're a leader of men and you're a leader of young men, and remember, these kids have no direction. They don't know how to study. They don't know how to get up in the morning and go to class, especially on their own. And you hitting them upside the head and with the ball and physically abusing these kids, you got to go. Now, I'm going to say this. On my radio show, The Streets Is Talking, if he was black, if he was a Negro coach, he would have been very, very exploited on national TV day one. I don't want to hear all that stuff about I didn't see the video and the athletic director saying that due process through Rutgers, due process from their board. Are you kidding me? T-Ro, if he was a black coach, you don't think he would have been fired as soon as those allegations was brought up?
Great point, L. Absolutely. Yeah, he would have been. I mean, Sean Wood, the coach for Moorhead State, that actually put his hands on one of the players that the world was able to see back in, I want to say, November or December. This guy, you know, was just trying to motivate his player, and they suspended him for a couple of games too and docked his pay a couple of games. And he just was trying to really get to his superstar player. You know what I mean? The superstar player wasn't playing up to par. But this guy does it for 3 years, 3 years consistently, and nobody says anything. The athletic director is the only guy that knows about this and then, you know, turns around and try to pinpoint it on the black guy, which is Coach Eric Murdoch, which I'm so proud of him taking the stand that he did, because Lord knows how long this would have happened. And like you mentioned it about the Negro coach, about the black coaches, you know, I can guarantee you this. Mike Rice will get another opportunity to coach again. I'm not saying being a head coach. He could be a recruiter. He could be a head assistant somewhere, because he knows a lot of people, and his background of some of the coaches that he's coached up under before will give him a second chance. But they wouldn't have done that if it was a black coach. You're absolutely right on that. And I will agree with you on that. But it is just, it's just odd to me that it took so long for the school to actually fire this guy for the things that he did. That's why Rutgers, that's why they suck. You know what I mean? There's no way that you're going to play for a coach like that. I don't even know how you show up for practice, because there's no way I'm going to show up to practice knowing that this guy's going to throw the ball in my head and I just got to eat my words and just, nah. No, it wouldn't have happened like that, L. I'm telling you, on all the teams that I've played on since I was in grade school, junior high school, and also college, I played for some teams and I played for some fellas that would die for me and that I would die for them. You know what I mean? And it was like literally, we gonna win. We just hate losing so much that I don't want the bitter taste of a loss in my mouth, so we're going to do whatever we can for each other to win. Because once we get from practice on the court, it's just us. We have to do this, not the coach. Go ahead.
And the reason I agree with you on that, because just look at the coach down in Florida Gulf Coast. You think he's still thinking about the players when he jetted? Must be the money. When he went to USC? Just after just 2 years being in Florida, man, those players needed to come together and as you see, the record employees, because, you know, as a coach, as a family man, you're going to be a leader of something. You want the people that you're leading, they will bust through a wall for you. Those kids did not want to bust through a wall for Mike Rice, and it showed with the record. The athletic director should have done his due diligence once he saw the biggest his record was what everybody says, numbers don't lie. The 3 years that he has, percentage is 42%. That's under 500 out of 3 years, and your five best players transfer within those 3 years. I think you might have to put him out on the line and label him MBG. He's nothing but garbage. He got cool. I can't play with him. I can't coach with him. I just can't. I can't do it, bro.
Yeah, man. They did. Yeah, that was a sneaky one. For him to last as long as he did and to actually have this going on, man, I'm glad he's fired and I'm glad that he's gone. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I ain't got to see that no more, and I hope coaches learn from this, because, you know, it's – You only, you know, the media is so big now, L. You get caught. You get me. You know what I mean?
Man, it's Freestyle Friday. Eddie Rush, he resigned. The Pac-12 commissioner of referees, he had to go too. Man, go to the commercial. 9 p.m. Eastern, Mondays and Fridays. Woo-wee, you hear it. We get it live. Tweet me at LBookie15. Let's go. You don't love me no more, Sean. Let's try out, Scott. Come on.
Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
B.I.G. Clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red.
Right.
And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby.
Yeah.
Jump in the whip, dippin' for the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scoop me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Mom.
Boogie, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. You always know we coming live and direct. It's Fabulous Friday. As usual, we're going to have freestyle later in the show. We're going to get some callers coming up. If you want to tweet me, give me a couple comments of what you think of what we talked about as far as the Mike Rice guy or anything about the show. You know we always trying to improve and groove. So holler at me, at L Boogie 15. Get at us, you know what I mean, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a little zero, you know, copyright issues, but we're going to keep that in the streets. Whoa!
What it do, baby?
Before we go to the caller, last but not least, I want to say this about Eddie Rush, and it makes me just sick about the integrity of the game, and we're taking away from these kids and these student athletes, and it goes on, and you get personal. 27 years in the NBA. This past coming year, he was the Pac-12 commissioner referee. He offered a $5,000 cash reward and a Cancun trip to any ref that teed up U of A's coach, Sean Miller. He said it in jest. But when somebody says that, that's just like you say, man, I should, you know, when you're in the street, you say, man, I'm going to whack him. And you say you whack him, and then he just become whacked in 2 days. Who they going to come after?
Yeah, you done opened your mouth. Yeah, and then on to continue on that Ed Rush thing, man, you know, for the guy to say he said it in jest, not only did he say it on Tuesday when they had the official meeting after the tournament ended on Sunday, you know, for that round of the Pac-12 tournament, but then he also reminded them on Thursday and Friday, hey, the $5,000 cash reward and that trip to Cancun, either one that you choose, is still on the table. So for a guy to, not say it one day, but also to remind the officials that, you know, hey, it's still on the table for you. And then when you go back and look at the tape, and you see the tech that Sean Miller actually received, yeah, it's something dirty about that, because the only thing he questioned the refs on was that he touched the ball, and he was stating in regards to one of his players, the point guard, Lyons, was driving to the bucket. One of the defenders got their hand on the ball, and so what? You know how we do, L Boogie. We come through, we drop it, we pick it back up because the player touched it. So the only thing that Sean Miller said was he touched the ball. He touched the ball. Sean Miller is a class act Pac-12 coach, never received a tech this year until that moment. And you mean to tell me we're giving out techs over he touched the ball? Come on, L Boogie. Yeah, it's something dirty about Ed Rush and what he said. And, you know, for anybody to try to back him up to say that, you know, he was a good referee and what he done in the NBA and what he done in the Pac-12 up until this point, yeah, boo-hoo. Yeah, he messed up. The media's too big. You cannot say nothing or do nothing without the media capturing it for you to get in trouble nowadays. It's too easy, and everybody knows this, L Boogie. So for him to say what he said and for him to resign like he did, the crime fits the punishment, man. He had to go because he opened his mouth. I mean, you're trying to be slick and be all cool, you all big time. You got these guys scared of you because of who you are, what your name is, and who you represent. And you, man, you MBG. You nothing but garbage trying to put these guys, you know, trying to put these guys' job on the line. Come on, man. You can't do that, man.
You're messing with the church's money. You're messing with the church's money. See, you don't know if a recruit is, if they go to the Pac-12 championship, I'm coming. You know, you don't know what's on the line, Eddie, you don't know what's on the line. These guys are playing their hearts out, and you're worried about personal vendettas with a coach who's never got a tech this year in the Pac-12? Huh.
Yeah,
you're a dirty cop, Ed. You're a dirty cop. And you know the streets is always talking, and you know they're always watching. So why?
Why?
I'm asking you, why? Why, A.B.? Why would you say that?
You know what I mean, L Boogie? You know, I'm so upset right now, man, because we started the show off on a sour note, man, with these guys who would just really bumped their head on something. So I tell you what, L Boogie, let's just go ahead and let's try to get some input from some of our callers out there, man, who's waiting to get on the line to hit us up. Hey, we got a call on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
What's happening, Pimpin? This is Big J calling from Chandler, Arizona, representing the Big G.
That's what's up, Jay. How you doing? You a first-time caller, Jay?
What the deal, Jay?
First-time caller, Pimp, but shit, I heard y'all do y'all thing on Monday and the past Friday, and I had to call y'all, let y'all know y'all doing your thing. Like what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We appreciate the support and everything. Let me ask you, Jay, since you're a first-time caller, what's your sport, man? What's your favorite sport that you're repping?
Oh, man, you know I like to throw them hands, brother. So, you know, I've got to represent the boxing. That's number one in my heart.
That's what's up. Boxing is your sport. So, you know, we got the big Mayweather fight coming up. But we'll get to you on that subject in just a minute. Mr. Jay, okay. Big time Jay, let me ask you this, player. You've been hearing what L Boogie and myself, what we've been talking about as far as, you know, the coach at Mike Rice at Rutgers, you know, bumping his head and being captured on video, doing what he did to his players. And then also the referee Ed Rush from the Pac-12 being caught on the mic stating that he'd give out a $5,000 cash reward or a trip to Cancun for teching up the University of Arizona coach Sean Miller. Tell me, which one disgusts you more?
Oh, man, I got to say the audacity of him going on air. It's really hard to say because I feel like you feel, you know. Ain't no 3 years going on of me taking no shit like that from no punk-ass coach. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man
right.
Before I'm a player, you know. So, I mean, that disgusts me on every level. But, you know, for a man to come out and publicly say, you know, that he's going to do something like that, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. I think your boy Berman says the best, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. You did right on that, Jack. Man.
So, you know, let me, you know, like I said, man, I've been peeping everything that y'all been saying, and, I mean, I feel exactly like y'all both do. I mean, I think that that's total garbage. On the term of him being, you know, a white coach and then not coming to life sooner, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more on that either. So, like I said, man, I like what I'm hearing. Y'all boys definitely seem like y'all got the info. I love the opinions, and I was just calling in to say, man, keep it rolling.
Oh, we appreciate that, Jay. Don't forget, tell a friend, and you know you always tell something soft, too, because y'all could be pillow talking and talk about that good old Streets of Talking Sports show.
Oh, already, Streets of Talking, fam.
No doubt.
And let me ask you this, man. Jay, you know, much support, man. This is your boy, T-Row. Let me ask you, I know you're a big boxing fan, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you, over the past weekend, there was a fight between Rios and Alvarado. Give me your thoughts about that fight and what you think Alvarado
great
should be
fight.
Doing going forward.
First of all, that's what boxing needs. You know, we need to see more things like that. I didn't get to catch y'all talking about the Timothy Bradley and the Russian cat.
The Russian,
yeah. That was another big fight. And it's fights like that that we need to bring boxing back, you know. It's a whole bunch of politics, you know, as everybody knows. And we, you know, the boxing public nor the world has really been privileged to see a lot of good fights lately. So I'm glad to see things like that coming back. And my thoughts on that fight is Alvarado won the fight, fair and square. I think Rios didn't do enough. We all know he's a brawler. He's one of them brawlers. But at the end of the day, man, you got to go in there and you got to throw punches. And you gotta throw them with intensity, you know what I'm saying? With
right.
mean intentions,
exactly.
So I really didn't even like the way he acted at the end of the fight. It really showed his immaturity still, you know, to want to cut into my man Alvarado's time and
right.
you know demand
right.
the fight, which you know was going to happen anyway. Again, politics.
Right.
If you ask me, man. Who's to say that, you know, who's to say that Bob Arum and his nasty-ass politics wasn't involved in that fight? Because I haven't seen Glenn Rios be so lazy in a fight, you know, but it was a great fight. So I'm glad that it's going to be a third fight. And if you ask me who I think is going to get that one, man, I think that Rios will get that one. I think he'll come into more he'll be more in shape. He was a little overweight, in my opinion. And I think he'll come back to claim the V.
That's what's up, man. Well, Jay, first time caller, man. We appreciate you calling in, chiming in with us, man. You know, like El Boogie said, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? And we appreciate all the support and the love, baby. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get it out. And like I said, man, I appreciate what y'all doing. Sounds good. Keep it rolling.
No
That's
doubt.
That's what's up, man. Much love.
Bless and love to Jay.
Yeah, El Boogie. Yeah, hey, El Boogie, before we go a little bit further, man, I want to give a shout-out, man. I got a first-time listener, man, listening in, and it's my nephew, man, Darius Hudges, man, out there in the deep. You know, I want to say much love and what's up to my nephew, man, out there doing his thing, man. So hopefully one of these days we will be talking about this guy, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to definitely do what we do, and I just want to give a shout-out to my – that's my brother's first son. That's my first nephew. So, you know, he big balling all day. He the big baller shot caller, you know what I mean? So much love to my nephew, Darius, man. And then we're gonna jump right into the second caller, El Boogie.
Yes, sir.
We got our second caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Streets is talking.
Yeah.
What's your name and where you calling from?
The G-Man, I'm calling from Huff, Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-oh. G-Man, what the deal?
What's going on?
G-Man, you a first-time caller, baby?
Yeah, supporting my dude, L. Meats.
Oh, that's what he love, from Huff Heights, huh?
Uh-huh, from his hometown.
Man, he repping, bro. He repping.
Say, repping hard, Huff Heights, baby. Hey, G-Man, tell me what's on your mind, man. Tell me what you think. What's your thought about, first of all, the head coach, Mike Rice, from Rutgers? What would you have done if you had a son or nephew that's playing for this guy, your nephew or your son come home and be like, say, man, this dude is wilding out? What would you have done, G-Man?
No, I'd have been on the first thing flight, first thing to that school. But I'm a basketball player myself. I wouldn't have tolerated that anyway. So, but you got to look at it both ways. Some kids be thinking they don't want to get, you know, jeopardize their scholarship. And but it's the same way you do situations though. So, you know, I would have took that in my own hands though, because I didn't like that little video I seen. For them to hide it that long, that was just crazy though.
So, D-Man, you being an ex-ball player, and you've been out there playing, and you've noticed some things. Let me ask you this: do you think that referees are personal when they're reffing your basketball games? You played on the college level. What do you think?
Do I think they're personal?
Do I think they personalize? Do we think that that personal spills over to the floor when they're calling calls when you're playing?
They shouldn't be. I mean, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't have, like, I mean, they should just ref the game. They shouldn't take no sides or none.
But let me ask you this. Do you feel that they do? Like, when you're out there on the court, do you feel like
sometimes
they're biased?
Like, it depends. Like when I used to play against certain people, I'd be like, damn, you want to call this card because this person, and, like, that shouldn't be right. You should just call the game even both sides. And, like, certain people, like, it depends who you are. You get certain calls, and you know how the game goes. But, like, you know nobody did, just let your ass whooped on the court and, like, shit like that. Like, you shouldn't do stuff like that.
Exactly. Now, let me twist to the Final Four. Last question before I let you go, G-Man, and we appreciate you supporting the show. And like I said, tell a friend. And who do you think is going to be cutting down the Nets Monday night?
Man, I don't really want to say, but my team, I'm going to go with, I'll just go, since they close, I'll just go with Michigan.
You're going to go with the
team
up north?
You're going to go with Michigan, the big blue.
Yeah.
And you're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Switching it up, baby. Be Trey Burke all around. That's what I'm talking about. Trey Burke. That's what you got to do.
Well,
yeah,
I guess you'll roll with Trey since he's from Columbus, Ohio. I guess you'll probably be rooting for him. That's the only out I can give you on that one, G-Man.
Yeah, man, I've been watching him for a little minute, so I'm going to give him a little support, man.
Okay. My last question of the night before we let you go. This is kind of like on the personal politics side, as you being a student athlete, and this is a question I'm going to ask all our callers. I forgot to ask Jay. What's your definition of a student athlete?
Your definition, that's all you think about is what you're committed to and what you're playing. Eat, sleep, and drink that all day.
All day. Academics and athletics.
Yep, weight room, all that. You ain't got time for nothing else.
You sure don't. No question. Yeah. That's your life. That is your life.
You know what I mean? Athletes are supposed to be broke when they're in school.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. That's that life when you want to try to make it to that next level, man. And it ain't no joke, G-Man. You know, you being a ball player. And we followed that path, man, trying to make our dreams come true. But, you know, hey, man, once you find out how it really is, you know what it is. When your parents tell you, you know, always have something to fall back on, then you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what she was talking about. That's what they were talking about.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All about life.
Yeah, they say hard work pays off.
That's it, man. G-Man, much love to you, baby. Much love on you being a first-time caller, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks for the support and the love, baby.
Always. I'm going to be checking in more.
Man, when
that's
we come back, up. You know, we RIP, and we're going to kill the track because we just freestyle Friday. And like I told you, man, tell the whole project. We in the streets. Streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays. I need more females. We need more people. Let's go. It's Friday. Let's have fun.
R.I.P. 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 with three snitches. And I hit up every club in your city, where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. R.I.P. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Barry, she think she holly. R.I.P. R.I.P.
As soon as the game tip off, we on live. Roll. I be in Highlander, baby.
I already know, man. You be traveling, doing your thing, be streets is talking, baby. We need you out there on assignment because we can't get G off the West Coast. Jules and G just hang out on the mountains on the West Coast, so we got to send you down south, baby. You know what I mean?
Send me on assignment.
First class. Wait.
First class, baby, and we back, man. I'm telling you, I just got a tweet. They said if it was them at Rutgers University, guess what the tweet said?
What'd it say?
R.I.P. R.I.P. to Coach Rice.
Yeah, because it would have been some he would have definitely got threatened if that was any other teammates or any other players that I played with. You know, up until this point, man, let's just move on, man. So as we talk about getting you out there to Hotlanta on Monday, let's go ahead and talk about this NCAA, man. You know what I mean? Because I need to talk about something positive right now. Since it's almost Freestyle Friday time, we gotta lighten up the mood. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you still rock with Cuse? You think Cuse gonna that 2-3 zone from Syracuse is gonna get Michigan? So I already know about that one, L Boogie. So let me jump over to Louisville, Wichita State, since that's gonna be a man amongst men game right there. Tell me what's your thoughts and who you got on number one Louisville going up against number 9 Wichita State on Saturday evening.
Well, I'm gonna give the edge to Louisville just because of the of Derek Ware being injured. I think that might be some inspiration for those guys. They're in their home, in his hometown. Peyton Silver, Siva, and my man Rush. I'm rolling with Rush Smith. Only thing, I just hope they stay consistent because they can be MBG at times as well. I don't think that they're pro material. Let's get that out the way. Pro material, no. College guards, Rick Pitino system, it works. I think that Louisville might wear them down, but hey, they got a guy named Carl Hall who looks like the RTA bus driver. He looks like a bus driver who comes pick you up, you know, when you're riding the bus every day. He coming to bring his hard hat ready to work. Remember what their coach said. Let's play angry. We said one Cinderella was going to get there.
Right. But they ain't no Cinderella. They're not a Cinderella. All them grown men they got on their team. Them boys look like some 30-year-old grown men.
I said this year I don't think any team is a Cinderella just because of the magnitude and how the season played out and, you know, the facetious things that happened along the way. But I'm going to go with Wichita State, bro. I said Louisville at first, but I'm going to go with Wichita State.
Uh-oh. There you go. Pulling the rabbit out the lucky hat. There you go with that again. I don't know why you trying to pick the upset. You know Louisville got that inspiration like Baltimore. Dude broke his leg in half, and they were crying on the court. You know what them boys about to do. They about to go in there and teach Wichita State that, hey, you had a good run, no doubt. We love you for it. But Russ Digulis, your boy Peyton Siva, and Dang in the middle, it's too much, L Boogie. It's too much. The boys going to throw that press on them boys, and it's going to be hectic. You know what I mean? But, I mean, Wichita State going to bring their A game. I'm not going to say they just going to lay down for Louisville. But Rick Pitino being announced that he's going to the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame. Come on, man. Come on, man. You cannot knock Rick Pitino right now. And once they meet up with Syracuse, I know a lot of people picking Michigan. I just can't figure out. I mean, I ain't knocking Trey Burke, but I mean, that 2-3 zone, man, and Jimmy B, I think they playing for Jimmy B this year. Jimmy the boss. So I think it's going to be Louisville, Syracuse, and I think Louisville going to somehow be inspired to win it all for not only my guy who broke his leg, but also Rick Pitino to, you know, send him off on that cloud so that way, you know, he can't come down. He's been announced to go in the Hall of Fame and also win a national championship. He'll be the, you know, the coach to win for the Kentucky Wildcats and also Louisville. So they can't hate him in Kentucky no more. You know what I mean?
I understand. And one thing I will say, big ups to the Big East, still the best conference in the world consistently. They can say what they want. The Big Ten, the ACC, but over the years, the Big East is just, you know, the best conference in the land. No knock on the Big Ten. It just shows. It shows.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Well, since we're on that topic, L Boogie, let's bring in another caller and get their thoughts on what's going on. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Keaton Mo Johnson, Chica Jr., man, straight from North Park, Dallas, Texas. You dig?
What's going on with you, Skeeter Mo? This is one of our loyal callers that always call in on Mondays, especially Freestyle Friday. What's going on with you, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III?
Man, you know I'm trying to get it in where I fit it in, like too short, man.
No question, baby.
Yeah, how
who you
guys
got to
doing
win
on
the
this
national
Friday,
title?
Man?
Oh, man, we good. We good on this end. You know how we – you can hear it in our voice. We over here hyped up, L getting ready to hit that flight to go down to Hot Atlanta. Going to leave his boy out here in the palm trees and the hotness, but it's all good. Hey, Skeeter Mo, tell us this. Who do you have winning the national championship out of this Final Four that's coming up?
Okay, I'm going to go with either Michigan or Wichita State, man.
So you like everybody else. You're picking the underdogs to win it all, huh?
Well, you know, my girl, she did pick Wichita State because her uncle worked there. And I'm going Crippin. I'm keeping it Crippin, man, that blue and yellow, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Michigan has the Trey Burke. If you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, Trey Burke was announced the John Wooden Player of the Year today. So he is the number one player of the NCAA and has guided his team to the Final Four and has been playing very good coming out of the Big Ten. And between Wichita State and Michigan, Skeetermo, who you going to give the edge to win that one?
I'm going to go on and go with my girl because she ain't never wrong, man. I'm going to go with Wichita State, man.
Now, L Boogie, that would mean Wichita State would be what, the first 9 seed to win it all?
Yes, they would be.
I don't know about that, man. One of our callers did mention that, you know, there wouldn't be a number one seed to actually play in the final game. And so all the eggs in the basket with Louisville to take it and win it all. And if they don't, that's going to make our caller look like he needs some that ball, where he, that crystal ball where he can tell you the future. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. And I remember I was listening to the sports officials. Shout out to the sports officials. They come on Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern. You know, my man Mitch said he was going to have his wife pick his game. She might have did the same thing the Mo Johnson girl did and picked it with the Star State.
I'm telling you, man, it's going
it's
down.
That type of tournament. Only one seed survived. Only one seed survived, bro.
I know, and that's amazing. I can't believe, especially with having Indiana as a number one seed. I mean, I knew Gonzaga didn't have a chance, but, you know, Indiana, I really thought Indiana would be a little bit more powerful. You can always shake your head or, you know, flip a coin on Kansas because you never know which team of Kansas is going to show up. But, you know, as far as, you know, that, I can't believe just Louisville is the only number one seed standing.
They don't want to
eat. Yeah. I have to agree with you there.
Yeah. Hey, Skeetermo, last question before I let you get up out of here, man. Tell me,
yes, sir.
What would you have done? I know you got a son. I gave a shout-out to my nephew earlier. Let's say your nephew was playing for a college team, and he came home and said, Dad, you know what? I think I'm going to quit because this coach has bumped his head, and he keeps throwing basketballs and calling us out our name. What would you have done to a coach like that?
Man, Ro on the real, man, you know I grew up in the streets, man. The streets is talking, man, and we would have knifed or shot that dude up, man. You know, we gully like that, man. We'd catch that man smooth coming up out the parking lot and do something real wrong to him.
The streets is talking.
I'm telling
you. Shots in the fur, baby.
You know how that is, Trent. When you get, you know, you cross a line towards, you know, being a boy to a man, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
You hit a person with, you know, a ball or something like that, you want to fight. You telling them that you
right.
want to fight.
Right.
Not the babies. You can't do the babies.
Yeah, so on that
you
note, man, you know, Trent, man, you know my crew, man, with how they slide, man, it would have been some dirty, dirty work done.
Yeah, I'm already knowing about that, man. That's why I said, you know, it wouldn't have been a thing, man. You make one or two phone calls and there you have it. You know what I mean? And it's just unfortunate that those guys had to go through what they went through. And, I mean, you shouldn't have to feel threatened or feel like, you know, this is motivation or added anything to keep you playing the sport that you love, because we play basketball because we love this. We're good at this. You know what I mean? If to have a coach try to knock you and tell you something other than that, I mean, why you got me here? You know what I mean? So, Skeetermo, with that, man, much love to you. Much love to everybody in the hood down there in North Park. You know what I'm saying? That's where I rep, and that's what it is. So, Skeetermo, much love to you, man, and we're going to definitely check in with some more callers. And if you hop for that Freestyle Friday, we'll get back on you in about 10 more minutes, all right?
Already, brother.
Already. Much love to you, baby.
Yes, sir. Much love to you.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what it is, man. L, we're going to check in with another caller back-to-back. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mr. Bootney, man, representing that 5,000 block and that whole entire big Dallas, Texas, man. What's up, T-Ro? First time caller.
That's what it is. First time caller, Mr. Boot. What you doing,
yes, sir.
Baby?
What's going on? Oh, just chilling here with little bro, man. We just kicking up dust like we always do.
That's what it is. We appreciate you calling in. L Boogie, you got any questions for our first time caller?
Yes, I do. First of all, are you a Dallas Cowboy fan?
That's to the death, man, to the grave.
Okay.
That's to
now,
the grave. I love Dallas.
This is the question that I have for you. I don't know if you know the streets is talking. DeMarcus Ware says that Tony Romo is getting $55 million. He better put up or shut up. Was that DeMarcus Ware to say?
Yeah, I don't think he's worthy of that $55 million just because he blow the big games. He's a good quarterback, but you can't blow the big games and get paid that kind of money.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Man, he deserved the guaranteed money. He saved the Cowboys $20 million, boo.
He deserves some money, but maybe not that much. That's Flacco money right there. That's Flacco money he getting right there. He ain't won no rings.
Right,
he ain't brought no rings home. Yeah, he ain't brought no rings home yet. He at least
so
got to get close to it.
Out of the $55 million, how much should he have gotten for what
30,
he has done for the Cowboys?
About 30, 35 maybe. Guaranteed.
Because
he a good quarterback. He a top-tier quarterback. He just can't take us over the hump.
Great analysis.
So should we look to draft a quarterback in this draft? Because we don't know how much longer he has. We don't know how much
definitely.
Longer Jerry's going to stay in love with this guy.
Yeah, he definitely needs to draft a quarterback or trade up and get one. Trade and get one or get one on the free agent market.
Yeah.
To push Tony Romo.
Huh?
I say to push Tony Romo because Tony's comfortable with that $55 million. We might need to put some sparks up under him to make him, win a couple more strong ball games.
Yeah, he definitely needs that. He might need to even have to sit down when he mess up, throw some of them interceptions and mess up like that, lose his confidence, sit him down a couple times, let that other quarterback get in there.
Now, let me read a stat to you. These are the four highest-paid quarterbacks: Tom Brady, $57 million; Tony Romo, $55 million; Drew Brees, $55 million; Joe Flacco, $51 million.
Yeah, see, he shouldn't even be in that pay scale with them guys there, man. You talking about some Hall of Fame great guys right there, Super Bowl champions and stat leaders in almost every league they got, every stat they got, category they got. He shouldn't even be up there with them guys. And I ain't taking nothing from him. He is a solid quarterback. He need a line, too. He need an offensive line, too. He ain't had that to compliment him. But he shouldn't be in the chair with Tom Brady and them and all those guys.
Okay. Prediction. Where do you see your Cowboys ending up this year? Record out of 16 games.
Truthfully, I told you I dug hard, but they're not going to be able to make it against them teams that's building up and doing what they're doing in the NFC. They ain't going to be able to make it up. They might get a playoff shot. It depends on how good the defense is, too, because it ain't just all Romo. It got something to do with the defense, too. So it just depends on how good that defense is and how good they hold them down in the offensive line become this year.
All right. Sticking to the NCAA tournament and some couple issues that we had, who do you think is going to cut the nets down Monday night?
Well, I like matchups, and I like Patino. Them guards over there are something serious. They're going to be hard to deal with. I like Wichita State, too, but I'm going all Louisville all the way. The guards and they big men, hey, that's what it takes to win the championship. Their press is going to be something hard to deal with, any team that play against them.
Yeah. Right. Do you think they playing inspired by the guy who broke his leg, boo-boo?
Oh, ain't no doubt. That's a big, big motivation right there. That's like a big play. That almost sealed the deal for them guys. Because they're going to be playing the kill for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't going to do no laying it down or nothing. They're going to be – you're going to have to come on with it with them.
Right. You're right about that. Well, Boonie, man, I want to say, man, it's good hearing your voice, man. Much love to you. Can't wait to see you, man. Your boy be down there in July to – holla at brother on this little wedding day. You know what I mean? Much love to you on the first time calling, man. Like L Boogie always say, man,
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. You know, we trying to get
it in. You know, we're going to push you up. You know, we're going to push you up down there, T-Bro. You already know it.
The streets are talking, baby. It's always.
And always tell something soft, too, meaning, you know, tell a couple females, too. We need them on the show as
I heard y'all mention that. I'm going to try and do that for y'all. I'm going to do that for y'all. I'm going to get y'all a couple of them, one or two or three.
Oh, man, and that's going to equal six. No doubt.
Already.
No doubt. We appreciate you.
All right, love. Y'all stay up.
No doubt.
Yes,
there you have it.
All right.
Bro,
what up with it, baby?
You already know.
Yeah, man. This is, I mean, I'm just saying, man. You know how we get it in, man. The streets are talking. You know how they do, man. You know, we get some people that give you the straight up truth, man.
You know what I mean? About everything, man. It ain't that guy, Mike Rice, man. I don't wish him any bad luck. But, man, he did the wrong thing. You know what I mean? El Boogie, and it's just not, acceptable. You know what I mean? Not acceptable at all.
It's not acceptable at all, and he's lucky. He's blessed that he's still walking on his two legs right now. It's Friday, and as always, we got Freestyle. El Boogie, D-Rose, ULZ, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's the life, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's go. It's my time where. Whole crew got their own watch, nigga, we ain't buying no timeshares. The lifestyle, too fly. My new bitches get next flighted. I say I'm back to the old me, but my old bitches will get excited. Ain't going back, I'm stepping forward. Don't test me, been prepping for it. Got no time for that hating shit. My young niggas got weapons for it. Got Chief Keef, that ain't shop. That bang bang, that blocker. And all you niggas is blocking. Change your name to Ibaka. Shit real, shit been real. And shit just get real. I'm showing bitches my car keys and ask them what's the dealer. And saying that your girl ain't saying shit like prank callers. Cause it's a small world and hoes make it even smaller. It's a life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby. It's beach weather over here, nigga. Sky's clear, nigga. That's flip-flops, that's Americana, that's heel figure. Yacht masters at the yacht party, sitting at the dock as a drop Rari. That's pole position with the joystick, that's push button, that's like Atari. Raising the bar, no parallel, so many horses, carousel. How we roll out like a caravan, ghost in the snow, see Carolan. Maryland, tags on it, heroin, bags on it, Hermes, throw pillows, Miss Sony couch and it clash on it. Take a look at my viewfinder, see seven figures in two commas. See bad bitch, you see blue diamonds, I see stars, I see time. Gigolo, juggle hoes, jigsaw, I puzzle those. Crosswords, cross birds, I cross country with a couple those. It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life. The life is so exciting, baby. When the sun is out, we runs about. Let the world see what these hun is about. Ain't seen this since the one was out. With J Pimp C and Bun, we out here still pimping that big. Looking at jig, somebody go call Hype Willie. We need slow mo, more Rose Mo. Niggas is drunk and type silly. We dancing like Dame, holding up chains. Look, got PMBs on a big ass boat on Molly. Man, we back. This life is so exciting. That it's so exciting. The streets is talking. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Be down in Atlanta Monday. We going live on the tip-off, jump-off, the National Championship 2012-13. Always check us, though, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. We always going to be on the air, the hottest sports hip-hop show in the world. Check us out. blogtalkradio.com/ Streets is talking with a zero. It's not a typo. Let's get a little bit into this NFL. We're gonna switch gears a little bit. A couple things that happened in the last couple of days. The 49ers just keep getting stronger, it seems like, on paper. You know, you always gotta play the games. You know, everybody wants to join the winners. But we'll see. You know, yeah, he was exploited. You know, so we'll see. A couple things, Ro. Let's touch on this. Some breaking news today that happened. This is a serious topic. Four guys, allegedly, I'm going to just say, you know, from our sources, four guys in the NFL are considering going public. They're active. They're not retired about saying that they're gay. Well, what's your opinion about that and the timing and, you know, if you were a player in that situation, how would you feel about that?
L Boogie, stop it. You hurt me, man. You're stabbing me through my heart. You didn't just say that there are four NFL current NFL players that are considering coming out openly about them being gay? Is that what you just said?
That is what my source told me. He came to me, and honestly, it was a female who told me this source. I'm not going to give her name away because then I'll be, you know, then I'll be a rat.
You'll be snitching.
I'll be snitching. Stop snitching. But she told me four guys in the NFL right now currently playing are considering going public about their sexuality.
This is not a good thing, L Boogie. I can tell you that because I just recently saw something on ESPN where they mentioned that they were going to start putting the cameras inside the locker room so that we wouldn't miss a beat as a fan of the game. So now that's just too much. L Boogie, that's too much. We cannot have these guys. No. What are they trying to do to our league?
What do I want to know if you rub it up against another 250-pound man, folks? What I want to know for? Keep that to yourself. It's just like you working on a job, and all of a sudden somebody just came up to you, oh, yeah, I'm gay. Dude, what I need to know that for? Just work with me.
Yeah.
I don't kick it with you after we get off work. I don't need to know that. That's just me. This on social media with everybody, we don't need to know everything, do we? What cool points or what points will be gained from that?
Yeah, that's sad.
Is it? Hey, let me ask you this, L Boogie, because a bright light just popped on top of my head. Is this all something that stirring up behind the Manti Te'o situation? Now they feel comfortable because we didn't kind of exploited a player that we not too for sure about. Now these guys feeling like it's okay to come out?
Because they still were going to draft him anyway if he was gay. No matter what round on the speculation, if he said it or not or went public, they still probably would have drafted him. Could you be in the line and mix it up with a guy that's, you know, that you know about? See, it's different when you don't know. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's always different because I don't know you. I mean, like you said, I don't kick it with you. I just want you to do what you're supposed to do. And then when we leave, we, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to see each other anyway. So, but don't let me know because if I know now, I can't. I got to stand at the other side of the field. I can't. I'm not knocking that side, you know, the people who feel that way, but I'm me. But if L Boogie, come on, man. I got to take a shower, man. Come on, man. This is just a shame. This is not cool at all, man.
What's going to happen? Get yourself up there. That's on your team. Play ball with them. When you get inside the locker room, let them shower first. When they get out, it'd be two or three guys in there by themselves out of 50, and then the other guys go in after those guys get finished showering. That's how it's going to play out. I mean,
exactly.
Is that how it's going to go?
I don't know, man. I think we need to change topics, man, because this is a Friday, and how can we be having discussions about coaches and presidents and referees and now Ah, man, it's too much, man. My head is about to explode, man. I need to, man, let's get back into some of our callers, man, because L Boogie, I'm telling you, man, I don't understand. I thought the Shield, they always talking about the Shield. If this comes out, when we gonna have a Shield with a pink ribbon around it? I mean,
we have it for 1 month already.
No.
And that's a good cause. We don't need the pink ribbons, because then, once again, it comes to a situation where, to me, they talked about Brittany Griner maybe trying to play basketball and she can't. But then you get, you know, some ladies now or females might think that they can play football because of letting these guys play, even though they're, you know, because of their sexuality preference. I don't know. But let's continue. That's something to think about, because as we go on, you know, guys coming forth and saying things like, you know, on the music side. Remember, it's a hip-hop, you know, music show too. Frank Ocean. I mean, do we need to know that you were gay? Freddie Jackson didn't say he was gay. Luther Vandross didn't say he was gay. You had to, you know, you had to guess. That's how it should be. I don't want to know. I'm thinking Luther singing to a woman. Please let it be Luther singing to a woman. If this house was a home, I want that to be for a woman, not for no other guy, man. For real. Say it ain't so, man.
Say it ain't so. Yeah, L Boogie. Hey, you know, earlier I gave a shout out to my nephew Darius. And I guess he must have heard it, man, because I got my nephew on the line, man, and I want to bring him on real quick because I got a couple of questions for him. Hey, nephew, are you on the line, baby?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? What's your name, nephew? Tell the world what's your name.
Hey, I'm Darius Tyrone Hudgens, kicking in with my dad.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
What school you go to?
I go to Potee High School.
And where is, you know, what grade are you in right now?
Well, I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. Do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play all of it, you know, just like you and my dad. But right now I'm in baseball.
Okay, that's
make
what's
that
up.
Make that money.
Yeah. Now, Elberg, I'm going to tell you a little story, man. I went home last July for the family reunion. And, you know, my nephew, you know, he coming up. But you know what he said to me, L Boogie? L Boogie said those most famous words. Man, I think I can beat you.
Wow.
I was shocked. I was like, beat you? Beat me in what? You know, I had to figure out what he was talking about first. You know what I'm saying?
Cards?
You know? Because I know you're talking about that rock. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was the summertime, I'm feeling good, you know what I mean? But I must say, I was impressed by what my nephew showed me, doing what he did, you know what I mean? So, much love to my nephew. Nephew, I appreciate you calling me. I know you're a first-time caller. What you think about the show, nephew?
I think it's pretty good what you're doing. Keep up the great work,
That's what it is. Now, let me ask you this. Who do you have winning the national title? Your daddy said Wichita State, so you can't pick Wichita State. So who you going to ride with?
I was riding with Louisville, but he got hurt. The way he broke his leg, it's just a bad feeling.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just go ahead and go with Wichita, the blue and yellow.
Boy,
shock the world, huh?
The tree don't fall far, the apple don't fall far from the tree. It's, I knew he would go pick Wichita State. But that's what I'm talking about. That's how you're supposed to do it. Go against the grain, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. Much love to your nephew. I appreciate you calling in. And since you a freshman in high school, you better tell everybody at Potee High School where to find us and how to get at us. You feel me? Because I know you're a superstar out there.
Much
That's
love.
What's up, man.
Listen to this, nephew. I want to say one thing, and remember this. You're a student athlete, and remember how it goes. Student, then an athlete. Chase your dream. Don't go to school to be a social worker. Go to school to be a biochemist or something like that, to be a lawyer. So So don't go to school to get a little degree where you're going to make $25,000 to $30,000 where it's easy. Go to med school. Your dreams are high, and try to go to school for free. So I'm just telling you that, and I love you, and I love your future, because that's what we're about on this show, the student-athlete in the community. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Hudson. I love you, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That was my nephew, L. Boogie. Good words, man. He needed that, you know what I'm saying, trying to do his thing. And, you know, words of encouragement like that always do the youngsters good. You know what I mean?
Oh, no question. No question. They love this hip-hop. They love this hip-hop. So we got to integrate that to get to their minds. See, it's all about integrating the old school with the new school. Some people are just strictly just too old school. We have to understand the beast that we're dealing with when it comes to this sports and entertainment and with the youth.
Yes. Yes. That's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be. L Boogie, tell me, hey, I've been watching your New York Knicks, man. Tell me what's up with them. What's up with Carmelo scoring 50, 40? Is he playing tonight? Because I need to check the scores. I need to see what he did. He drop 45 tonight.
Let me tell you something about Carmelo. See, now you're going to test something. Now you're going to test something. It was a good fight that you're talking about, Carmelo. Let me tell you something about that guy. Yeah, he hit 50. Yeah, he hit 40. But I need that consistency in the playoffs, and I need it every night. No, I'm not looking for 50. I'm not looking for 40. But I'm looking for a good, meaningful 25. Don't give me 15 in the first quarter and then the rest of the game. I don't even know you're out there. I don't even know who you are anymore. You know, when you tell a significant other, I don't even know who you are anymore. Carmelo Anthony, when he gets to the playoffs, I don't know who he is, man. I'm telling you. And my team, they're talking about getting healthy. It's fool's gold. There's only one team that's going to come out the East, and that's Miami. But Carmelo Anthony, hey, it's an NBA team. You get paid to do that. Not knocking it, but I need to see it when it count and against greater competition. Do that against LeBron. Do that against Granger. Do that against Paul Pierce in the fourth quarter and Kevin Garnett talking about Lala. Do that then.
Show up then, L Boogie.
Man, show up.
Hey, the New York Knicks have won 10 in a row or 11 in a row up until this point.
We're going on 11 tonight.
So come on, man. I mean, you gotta build some momentum in order for it to work. You know, they building the momentum at the right time. The injuries, you really only need Tyson Chandler. The Mavericks showed you that. You only need Tyson Chandler in the middle. So if Carmelo, Felton, JR, and my man with the hot top fade?
Shepard.
If those guys can keep being consistent. Because you don't need much. Carmelo gonna score. He's like Kobe. When he wanna score, you not gonna stop this guy. Doesn't matter. You're not gonna stop him. So if he wanna score, he's gonna score. So my thing is the other guys, the other pieces of the puzzle have to fit and do their job instead of stealing these checks. Raymond Felton, you fat. Oh, gotta watch my mouth, L Boogie. But he can't be that big, being a point guard. You got to keep it coming. That's why they keep subbing in Jay Kidd for that. You know what I mean? But my thing is, man, I like the Knicks. I think they're going to do something special, L Boogie. I think they're going to shock somebody. And they just might make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, man. You know what I mean?
I'm speechless. Raymond Felton, he looks like a big, fat piece of bacon.
Thank you.
That needs to be baked and shrunk. Get in the weight room, Raymond. All that money. Do some sit-ups in the hotel room instead of, you know, doing arm-ups with them Twinkies. It's Freestyle Friday, and that's the instrumental to our caller. Woo, we went back. We on the worldwide tour.
We got the anthem. We got the worldwide tour anthem, the Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah,
with
that's
the
my...
Boogie T-Roe in the house.
Yeah, I used to love this song, L Boogie. You remember we was in college, boy? This jam right here, boy. We used to rock that, get pumped for the game. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, we used to rock this being in Hawaii or Alaska. We take our little CD player on the road. Because we on the tour. Man, I'm going to drop 8 bars for you. Can I drop 8 bars for you? I'm feeling good. I'm in the studio. I'm always, you know, this is my dream. I want to act like I'm Jay, man, right quick. Can I do that?
Do your thing, baby.
Hold on, let me come back on the, off the court. We the ones in Hawaii, maybe Alaska. I don't know, man. You said the answer. Who did I used to see? Who the girls used to call me for me? I'm coming through the street. I don't understand. I changed the Hazee. Man, I did it since 93. Man, don't try to exploit me. I'm a student athlete. Man, I might just put on my cleats. My advice, you might have turned to ice. You might have been running around like a mice. Man, let me get my guns. I can't say that. Man, you would be on the run. My project would have turned you into a project. Homeboy, you gotta respect. I ain't flowing on the beat. I'm just going off here in my physique. I only weigh 172, but I tell you, me and my crew rapping like the Whoop. Come through the spot. You know we hide money in the bodies, man. Oh, man, we hide in the spot, baby.
Hell, Boogie feeling good tonight. That boy be feeling good, I'm telling you. Hell, Boogie, taking it back to 1994.
Man, I'm on the flight to ATL in a couple hours. Oh, man, we blessed to be doing it.
Man, nobody don't want to talk about that, man. Hey, man, I'm going to get Skeetomo back on the line, man, and see if he's going to drop a line for us. We got about 8 minutes left, man, so let me get back in to Skeetomo.
Who
want to
go?
Johnson Jenkins. Skeetomo.
Hey, you know what I mean.
All right, hey, we going to bring that award to an instrumental back because I like that song. I like that instrumental. You think you can flow off of that instrumental right there? I say you think you can flow off that award to an instrumental right there?
Man, you need to slow that thing down if I'm going to jump on there, man. You
yeah,
know I'm from the
boy.
South, man.
He say it got to be slower than slow, roll it back on her. You know what I mean?
I mean, I keep trying to jump on there, man, you know.
No, you know what we're going to do? We got another instrumental. We got a few instrumentals. We only got a few minutes left, so let me go on and get you on there real quick so you can do your thing. What's going on in the hood right now?
Man, you know, we out here just chillaxing, man, in the streets. You know the streets is talking.
Man, tell everybody I said what's up. Hey, if everybody in the hood can hear me, what's happening? From the streets is talking.
Oh, yeah. Jenkins the Third, let me hear something, man. Let me know how they do it down there.
Let me get on that.
Get on.
Hey, I'm from the hood. Everybody knows, understood. Sound good. Jump on the mic. Take off, take flight. Like a 747 in the night. Like a jet. Yeah, I get them good. With a sip, don't come. Another leg, another leg. 6-8-0. I'm with my baby crew. Still kick the head. Doing the same until we shoot it, man. Yeah. Got a 5,000 score like that. Everybody kill us on the map. Trying to talk on my back, pop on the rack. Little see the mole, watch the north side down. Nigga, little kid coming through, yeah, clam. Like a kid, nigga, slick in the kid. Little see the mole, get the turn, fast land. Gotta go make a stand, yeah, man, man. Little see the man, little street kid. I'm on it like, like a kid. That's the film, yeah, I keep my own shit. Keep a knife, hit me, gotta f*** with me, too. Niggas what it do, from the D-town, get the B, it's the school. Find big food, you know how we be old niggas, old D, we smoke niggas, hey, every day, hit it
way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, every hate, I done tested that. Better best back back when you come with the 5 pound stacks, baby.
Ooh, wee.
What y'all think, man?
No question.
Boy, that boy wasn't playing. That boy hot.
He hotter than Phoenix and when it's June in 105 degree weather, baby.
Hey, man, I just wanted to freestyle for y'all, man, on this Friday, man. You know, much love, maximum respect to all y'all. You know, Jules the G, L Boo Meeks, and T Row the Funky Fly Negro. You know, much love and maximum respect, man.
Yes, sir. And we love you, man. We appreciate you dropping the line. You know what I mean? And we'll holler at you on Monday. You dig?
Already. The streets is talking.
The streets is talking, baby. Much love. We'll holler at you.
One love.
All right, L Boogie. Hey, man, before I let you get on what's on Meek's mind, man, we got about 4 minutes left. Meek's, little T. Rowe Jr. birthday tomorrow, man. My dude will be 11. Playing his first basketball game for the Bulldogs on the club team, man. I'm going to go out there and rep strong. You know what I'm saying? See what little T-Row got in him. You dig?
Oh, man, that's what's up. My nephew, then, ooh, he's going down. Masturbation. Masturbation.
Yeah, we're going to see what he's going to do.
It was Friday, man. First of all, let me give a shout-out to all my people back at the crib. You know what I mean? To my man, Neil, Tanya, my nephew, DJ, Lil Neil, Lil Sis, all man that's going down. My man, G-Man, for calling in. Let's not forget Dynasty. Let's not forget Second Chance Group Homes. And let's get to what's on my mind. Mike Rice. There's no way, no how, he should not have been fired as soon as he saw that video. How can you guide young men and women when you can't even guide yourself? There's no way. And like I said, if he was a black coach, they would have showed him a door 10 seconds into the video. I don't understand it. But that's what you see within this world. It's still a white man's world. Second thing on my mind, Ed Rush, how dare you offer money and a trip and hold these kids, seniors, could have been their last game. That could have cost him maybe going to the NBA or just experiencing life, period. And I would do the honors any day and tell you. Just because you have a personal vendetta with a coat, that's not showing any type of integrity. And what are the people that's doing the hiring? Maybe we need more black African Americans in these positions. Maybe they need to start looking outside of themselves and start looking at the other people under other races. I am not ready to give in. Are you? Man, I'm going to leave on that note. Bro is giving me a signal. I think we might have nine. We got a minute for one more freestyle. Change the music.
No, L Boogie, before you do that, L Boogie, hold on. I got your pimp player partner, man. Rio wants to check in before we get up out of here, man. Say what's up to your player pimp partner.
What's up, Rio? What's the deal? No, man, I wanted to get this freestyle Friday in real quick.
Can you go? Can you flow? Can you flow right now off the little music you hear? Can you flow right now? Give me 30 seconds right now. Go.
Call me Swagger Swag because I'm swagged up. Sour D's and I'm gassed up. Got a bad chick with her head down. Top off and her ass up. Still get it pretty fast, bro, when I'm on the block for the right price. Still putting that play down. It's a jungle gym, no playground. Me and my boys don't play around.
Woo-wee. Mario,
hey, Mario, I need you. I'm the truth. We are the truth. Hey, I'm going to call in next week and get on it, all right?
Man, tell a friend, and make sure you tell a girlfriend as well.
Oh, I got you, man.
No doubt. We signing off. Mario calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you get at us. T-Rose, you L's and G. Oh, man, we on fire. Let's get that money. Be a student athlete. And remember, the streets is always for the baby. We out. Let's go.